Blog Talk Radio.
All right. I think this is working. Let's hope so. After many attempts. So many attempts. Jesus Christ, so many attempts. Anyway, so we have news and shit, and we have to still catch up, and I wanted to get this done before the next spiritual hour forecast, which will be next Saturday. As if you're following, you will know that we keep up with all such things as planets, transitions, and moon phases and whatnot. Because all of this shit is important. And I have something interesting to share about tarot cards that I learned recently. And I'll share that on Saturday. We won't take that up today. We're trying to catch up. So first things first. November 4th, 5:23 a.m. First quarter moon is exact when the sun in Scorpio forms a square with the moon in Aquarius. There is a crisis theme surrounding any quarter moon phase as we feel compelled to take action. Shortly after, we are made aware of how our actions affect those close to us. Perhaps through trial and error, whatever project or initiative we began around the new moon is now off the ground and it may face its first obstacles. If you've been paying attention, this is like a continuous circle, and it begins, follows through, ends, begins, follows through, and ends, and like it's like a cycle, like the wheel, the major arcana of the wheel. It's kind of like that. So, moon phase occurs at 11 degrees, 42 minutes of Aquarius, forming a square with the sun, at 11 degrees, 42 minutes of Scorpio, affecting people born with personal planets and points. At approximately 10 to 14 degrees of the fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, most significantly. I am not included, and that makes me happy. And I will do last week's new moon, October 27th. Late Sunday, the new moon occurred in the sign of Scorpio. The cycle presents a good time to commit personal goals. And that expresses the positive energies of the sign of the Scorpion. Good time for focusing on some constructive traits of the sign. Scorpio, passionate, resourceful, focused, probing, deep, and perceptive. And consider how to positively incorporate these qualities into our lives. Scorpio new moons are generally good for working on our self-mastery skills. We may want to pinpoint the things in our lives that make us feel out of control, such as addictions and doubts, and work on freeing ourselves of these emotional burdens. The new moon cycle was also an opportune one in which to explore the things in our lives that led us to engage in these self-destructive behaviors. So, think opportunity to rid ourselves of junk, material and spiritual. With the potent energy, we have chance to make important changes in our lives. One of Scorpio's lessons involving learning to dig deeper into mysteries around us instead of always being content with the status quo. Take the time out to learn. Change as we go. Understand others and their needs and our own. Although I've never really met, sorry, Tori, besides you, a Scorpio that, well, maybe, even Randy, though, has her thing. She's very emotional in some ways, but she's also strong and silent. She's not, I don't know, she's a man eater too.
Really?
Yeah, but she's been married for 5 years, and I think she's about to divorce his ass. Can't say I didn't tell her, don't marry him, because I did. And she did it, and they had a beautiful child, but nothing's changed, so she definitely, she can do it. She's a strong lady, but I wish that she was actually here. It would be better. She'd have more opportunity than out there. There's nothing out there. But, and Tori, he was a very passionate person. And he was a Scorpio. I've only dated 2 Scorpios in my life. Mostly I stay away from them. Them and Geminis. Terrible. Sorry. Sorry, Sean.
Oh, my God.
Except for you.
I'm a cool Gemini, though.
You are. You're not the typical at all. Like, Sagittarius will not date one. Will not do it.
So you ever dated somebody that was the same planet as you?
Same sign, yeah.
I've did that.
Orogeny, Dragonfire, Pieces, Jones.
Me and my ex. Gemini.
Yeah, women Gemini though.
Oh my God!
Forget it. Forget about it. Forget about it.
Like, it was fun at first, like the first year, but after that, we just started getting on each other's nerves.
All right, so we have Mercury's in retrograde that started on Halloween. Jupiter is making its transit. And let's see if I can get it to pull up. That would be awesome. Make my life easier, then I don't have to try and recite it. Let's see. Won't. But there's other things too. Just in case you didn't know, Epstein did not kill himself. When Trump said, "The whistleblower has disappeared. Where is he?" I was like, "Why? Did you have him killed like you did Epstein?" Yeah. Yep. Fighting how power outages in Venezuela are proof that socialism is another failure. Power outages caused by wealthy executives bonusing themselves so they didn't have to repair outdated power lines in California in no way reflects the failures of unfettered capitalism. Yep, it doesn't work. Capitalism has made more people homeless, has foreclosed on more homes on military families, both active and retired, has claimed more lives than anything. You know how many people have already killed themselves just from this little recession for farms? Those tariffs that Trump put into place, like, ruined a lot of lives. And those things, those bailouts he handed out, all went to higher up corporation farms and not little farms. And black people who ran farms that were ran by African Americans, did not get anything. Lots of people committed suicide. Trump has done nothing but cause problems.
Oh my God.
So.
He's not getting another fork. He's done.
No, I don't know.
At first, I thought he might have.
My fear is he may. If they do not impeach him.
They're gonna, dude, he's getting impeached.
Bro, it takes forever. And the problem is the Republicans, a lot of them are getting some of that dark money too.
All I gotta say is when you've gotten America's pastime fans
booing you,
saying, "Lock him up." This is a stadium people were talking about.
I did it at the UFC. He went to it.
He is not getting another four. I for one thought he was going to get another four. But when you got that type of crowd, that said something.
Here's the problem with that. I went to look up the location to go vote for the new mayor over here. We have.
Did you vote?
I didn't get to yet. They close at 7.
Oh, okay.
My mom can't because she didn't change her license in time.
Yeah.
So, hold on.
Oh, y'all used to vote at the church down the street from me.
Yeah, I gotta go. That's where I gotta go. Check this out. Here's the issue with all of this. Now, when I looked this up, and I was just looking on where to vote, it shows how many people are registered and how many people are Republicans in this county and how many are Democrats. There are way more Republicans, 165,593 to the 75,000 Democrats. And there's like 10,000 independents and others or whatever. So, I mean, Republican. All right. Here's the correct numbers. Okay, total 242,820. Other 1903. NPA 62,002. It is 72,813. 106,102 here in this city or sector with
Tiberias
or whatever. But here's the thing, the states that pretty much will make or break, those are the ones that usually are heavily voting and polling for him now. Those are the make or break states, and then we are swing states. The thing is, if they don't impeach him properly and he keeps doing horrible shit, and
he keeps
not,
I need to stop now, you know.
Offering Russia our firefighters while California is on fire.
Like, rich people are getting pissed off with him.
Yeah, because their houses are burning down and State Farm is cutting insurance for these people.
And I'll say I'm a jerk.
Listen to this. You pay insurance. You pay money for your house. You got fires. Not your control. That's your government's fucking fault. And your insurance is dropping you. They got your money. And they're dropping you. So you got multi-million dollar houses with no insurance. Yeah. They got people from prisons fighting fires for pennies an hour. But that's not good enough, right? Fighting fires is not good enough, right? People are hiring private firefighters. But then that's the rich.
There's a such thing.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian hired them for her house. People that are really rich are hiring those people. Oh, there it is. Welcome. It is rather disgusting. I'm not really a beer drinker. not a shitty beer drinker, like real actual beer.
I was surprised
from other countries are shitty.
I was surprised when you said you wanted one.
Might as well, but you buy the shittiest beer.
No, I just bought this. If I knew you were going to drink it, I'm trying to, you know, fucking...
This doesn't do anything.
It doesn't.
This is like filtered water with a hint of piss.
Dude, like...
There's like...
I gotta drink this shit.
One hop
dude,
in
shit,
it.
I'm already fat. You know?
Oh, you're watching... You just drink a Michelob 100 and call it a day. Turn in your man card. 100 calorie beers for Sean.
Like, dude, I'm gonna blow up.
Can I offer you a bitch beer with 60 calories?
And then that natural ice shit is killing me, dude. I can't drink
Why
that.
Are you drinking that?
Because sometimes I just drink it because it's cheap.
Because it's cheap.
I used to be a Corona drinker. Mostly a Corona drinker.
Because it's cheap.
What?
Because it's cheap.
If I knew you were going to drink, I would have bought Corona.
Yeah, I like Corona.
But then I said, nah, she probably got apple beer. So.
No, I didn't. I had to spend my money fucking changing my damn phones because Metro PCS, you can't just pop your SIM card in a phone anymore. You have to get the phone registered to your SIM card. And they charge you money for it. Yeah. And he's like, well, we got specials if you want to add a line. What am I going to fucking add a line for my child? She's four. Like, no, you could have fucking hooked me up, you bitch, because I just bought a phone from you. Yeah, he's not a Trump supporter, which is awesome. He liked what we were doing with our radio show.
Metro pissed me off because I wanted to buy an iPhone one time from them, cash, and they wouldn't because your upgrade or whatever doesn't. They won't let you buy a phone unless it's time for your upgrade. I'm like, the fuck? I'm going to buy the fucking iPhone.
Then you should have bought it online. They have this exact phone.
Paid for it, right? Just before he's about to activate it, he's like, oh, I gotta give you your money back. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? So they pissed me off with that shit. Because I'm like, dude, I just paid for the phone. But your upgrade is not till another 3 months. I'm like, so? Why can't I just buy the damn iPhone if I'm paying more for it? It was weird. Yeah.
Oh, well, you know what I just did? Because I don't have an upgrade. I already used my upgrade to get my Aristo 3. So I don't have an upgrade until like next year. I bought this for $60 cheaper than what it is there.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
This, $10 cheaper than over there. The screen protector they want $14 for. I bought three for $5.
Yeah, but online is always cheaper.
Yeah, so I bought the same phone and walked in there and said, I got this. You gave me this Aristo 3. The flash don't work anymore. I bought this online. Can you change SIM cards? It's like, I have to charge you $15.
Everything's money, dude.
Yeah, he said even he fucking buys online his phones and screens and shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
That goes to show you.
And he works there.
And he works there. And
he's really awesome. And his name is Bill. He's really cool. And he'll hook you up as much as he can.
Can, yeah.
He's very cool. I like him. All right. So I have things. And we gonna say stuff. Also, the chat line's open. So if you want to send any questions or just talk or whatever, I got my chat open so I can see you. Yeah.
Yeah, the basketball and football season getting in gear, so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to start taking over about the sports here. I don't know if you want to do it once a week or.
We need to start paying for 2 hours a day.
Football's going to probably be once a week. Basketball, there's a lot more games, so. I might just come on there.
All right.
Shit.
All right. So, I'm looking for this story. We've got a bunch of shit. Stock market. And it's coming. Now, that 4 more year shit, I don't know, man. This country doesn't seem to surprise me since another Republican person has been caught human trafficking babies for thousands of dollars selling children and had fucking women from Brown Island.
Dude, I hate when you talk about this shit.
Yeah, well, it's happening and that's it. That's a fucking tea and this is happening. So it will not surprise me if we get another 4 years because Republicans like that exist. And
all I'm going to say is America, you got to be the dumbest motherfuckers if y'all put this man back in office. Fucking 4 years.
Well, remember the first time they cheated. So.
Well, the second time, okay.
Putin's already working on busting through our securities, and Mitch McConnell has blocked any bills protecting our elections on purpose so they could hack the election. There are people who voted as of like this last year who aren't alive anymore.
What's the point of voting if they're going to fucking just throw this man in office anyway?
Because voting does matter, and they have to see us rising. It's almost the only statement
Sorry.
We can possibly fucking make. Well, there is a mosquito. All right.
We're just going to destroy ourselves, then.
We already have been, and that's what we do. Have you seen the planet and the state that we're in? The fucking, right now, everyone's already getting winter and record winter while we're getting record heat. It should be getting cool here. It should have already been cold here.
It's been cold.
No, not like it's supposed to. It's
that,
been cold in the morning.
Is it just
and
me, or was like Christmas time back when we were kids a lot more
crisper?
Yeah.
Cold?
Yeah.
Freezing?
Yeah.
I saw
more Christmassy.
Yeah, like now, Halloween was.
Now,
I could always tell when
like
my birthday was
like,
coming.
Like summer.
Yeah, basically.
I'm like, dude, like, what the fuck? Like the last few Christmases I've had, been like shitty. Like I remember as a kid, Christmas was like, oh yeah, we sit in the house with fucking hot chocolate and shit, and Christmas Day and open presents. Now shit, nigga, we drinking Gatorade, you know.
Yeah, that's hot as fuck. All right, the mother of all bubbles. Really? The mother of all bubbles could blow up the economy if profits don't improve, warns Blackstone strategist. This is published today. Nope, yesterday, sorry. 2019-329. When we try to pick out anything by itself, we find it hitched to everything else in the universe. Written by famed naturalist John Muir. More than a century ago, referring to an epiphany he had while hiking in California's Yosemite Valley. Or it could be Yosemite. I don't know. It depends on how you say that. In our call of the day, Blackstone BX Stratus Joseph Zittel offers a similar take, but with dollar signs instead of granite cliffs. At the end of any economic cycle, we often get warnings that appear to be unrelated. It's in hindsight that we realize that they are not at all random. Investors saw this during the run-up and aftermath of the housing bubble. He added, and we're seeing it now. Among the recent troubles he thinks are connected to repo market woes, negative yielding debt, global trade conflicts, and collapsing manufacturing. And every cycle ends with excess. Cyclicals and low-quality stocks should outperform in an improving earnings environment. New highs in equity markets will likely be set. The mother of all bubbles in the sovereign debt market is the catalyst that will likely trigger the next recession. He expects that to happen between mid-2020 and the end of 2021. I go back to school fall 2021. Actually, I'm sorry, fall 2020. Stupid, that's approaching quickly. The good news for investors is a rise in quarterly profits that will boost markets in the near term. The first three quarters of 2019 faced the toughest comparables since this profit cycle started in 2016. Earnings are flat this year. Next year, year-over-year comps should be easier. Points out that stocks tend to rise until about 6 months before a recession, meaning there could be some market gains left. Cyclicals and low-quality stocks should be outperforming in an improving earning environment. New highs in equity markets will likely be set. The market upbeat trade comments ushered in new highs with the Dow DJIA plus 11%, S&P 500 SPX negative 12%, and NASDAQ comp plus 2%, plus 0.02. All opening nicely higher. Europe XXSXXP plus 2, and Asia ADAO 69 plus, also rallied. Elsewhere, Bitcoin, down 7%, pushed above the 9,200 mark overnight. Debt out the wazoo. U.S. national debt passed $23 trillion, jumped $1.3 trillion in 12 months. So how's that debt reduction coming along? The chart showing ballooning national debt comes from Rolf Richter's Wall Street blog. The debt pile has jumped by $1.33 trillion over the past year, and these are good times, and not a financial crisis, when everything goes to heck. The buzz, the latest earnings from Warren Buffett's holding company, Berkshire Hathaway, came out on Saturday, showing a fall in third quarter earnings. Uber, down 9.85%, posted a $5.24 billion loss in the prior quarter, and Wall Street expects more of the same from the ride-hailing service on Monday. McDonald's, plus 1.87, has pushed out its CEO for engaging in a consensual relationship with an employee. Shares in fast food company are down. Under Armour, up 5.60%. Shares are sinking after the Wall Street Journal reported the apparel maker is facing a probe into its accounting practices. The WSJ and the company had no immediate comment. The economy, factory orders are due, while the rest of the week's highlights include the trade balance report, the ISM non-manufacturing index, and consumer sentiment.
Under Armour just got big because of Steph Curry, though.
Yeah, but they went down as of this week.
Oh, they did?
That's what I just read to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know I'm slow sometimes.
Yeah, we know. We all know.
I was just saying, you know, the reason why Under Armour even is in the conversation is because of Steph Curry.
Right now it's in the conversation because they're bad, like doing bad.
Yes,
because
but they were never even that
practices.
Big. That's what I'm trying to say. Under Armour was not that big of a brand.
Well, they are doing an internal investigation because of the way that they're doing things.
Because
somebody's funneling money out of there. Bet your ass. Accounting practices. Somebody's funneling money.
No, I understand, but Under Armour was not that big of a...
No, it wasn't.
It was just like, they're up there with like Nike and shit now, and Jordan.
Fed balance sheet now north of $4 trillion against increasing by over $261 billion in just 2 months. That's $1.566 trillion on an annualized basis. But remember, it's not QE because the Fed said so. The stat, 82,845. That's how many more people listed Amazon. 0.16 negative as their employer on LinkedIn versus a year ago, according to data provider Thinkum. On November 1st, 2018, LinkedIn showed 2,706,497 Amazon workers. That is now 359,342, which means on an average 227 people added to the e-commerce company as their employer each day over the past year. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to do Michael Burry.
Who is that?
Michael Burry of The Big Short says he has found the next market bubble. Passive investments are inflating stock and bond prices in a similar way that collateralized debt obligations did for subprime mortgages more than 10 years ago. Like most bubbles, the longer it goes, the worse the crash will be. The theater keeps getting more crowded, but the exit door is the same as it always was. All this gets worse as you get into even less liquid equity and bond markets globally. Michael Burry attends The Big Short New York premiere, commenting being one of the first investors to call and profit from the subprime mortgage crisis, saying a similar bubble in passive investing is coming to pass. Passive investments such as index funds and exchange-traded funds are inflated stock and bond prices in a similar way that collateralized debt obligations did for subprime mortgages more than 10 years ago. When the massive inflows into passive vehicles reverse, it will be ugly. Like most bubbles, the longer it goes on, the worse the crash will be, very much like the bubble in synthetic asset backed to CDOs before the great financial crisis. Setting in that market was not done by fundamental security level analysis, but by massive capital flows based on Nobel approved models of risk that proved to be untrue. Yeah, we are in trouble. We are watching the fall of the American Empire.
Living in the last days, of course.
Yay. Nate commented on something twice. Oh, yeah, yep. Because I'm an FBI in jail again. Yay. Republican Steve Schmidt slammed Mike Pence big time. He's a Titanic, and I mean Titanic fraud. We have listened to this guy for many, many years in this country on his moral high horse, assaulting the dignity of gay people. Across the board, his moral preening is coming through the land, yet he is the most obsequious of all Trump's cultists in the cabinet. There have been occasions, as George will point out, where speaking on Trump in front of Trump, Pence compliments him on an average of every 3.2 seconds. We have never seen such slobbering servility by a high government official in this country than we do in Mike Pence and Donald Trump. It is amazing. He's supposed to be serving the American people. He's the vice president of the United States, and he acts like he's the house butler at Mar-a-Lago.
Wow.
Yeah. That's great. So, did you know that cities just kind of like move homeless people out and leave them places?
Wait. Cities move homeless people out?
Mm-hmm. Instead of like battling homelessness with, we're going to get you, you know, help, rehabilitation,
yeah, because
a job, and a
you
place
know
to
why,
live.
I know why they do that, because that makes...
Because of white flight.
It just makes their community look bad because they're not supposed
It's
to.
White flight, that's why. Because rich white people will not invest in property if there's poor people hanging around.
Yeah. Pretty much what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. It's just like
yeah,
when
it makes
black
it, makes
people
it look
moving.
Bad.
Yeah. So instead of battling homelessness.
Mount Dora, like where I live on my side of town, they, never used to be as much homeless people as that shit used to be. Not like that now. It's like people, but they don't like that shit around, you know.
Yeah. But they just—that's what they fucking do, man. They move them out, and they leave them other places. And it's horrible because it's illegal to be homeless, but most of these people had jobs, they had lives, and they got taken from them. Some of these people came back from war. The VA doesn't help. My cousin is a veteran, and the VA don't help her. She needs a fucking surgery on her hip.
That
They're
shit
not helping
pisses
her.
Me off. That shit right
They're
there.
They're giving her a tramadol.
That is one of the things that pisses me off. Why do we have so many homeless veterans, dude? I don't understand that. I think if you're a veteran and you served in the war or anything to do with military, you should at least have room and board.
Dude, fucking banks got bailouts, but they foreclosed on at least 400,000 military families, both active and retired.
I don't understand, like, how can you say you're proud to serve this country when they do shit like this, the people that actually serve the country?
There are less and less people joining the military than ever. Soon it's going to be so few,
gonna
they're
going
to make
draft.
Us draft, yeah. Because like in North Korea, you have to serve or go to jail. Like you start serving in the military when you're young, and you serve in the military most of your life. Otherwise, you're death camps.
Yeah, like when I was in high school, dude, they wanted to draft me so bad. I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, these people would keep on calling me. Oh, you want, no, I don't, I'm not fighting for that. I'd fucking tell the guy, I'm not joining no fucking military. Well, why? Because.
You're not fighting for freedom.
I'm not,
you're securing oil and drugs and fucking all kinds of other
I'll
shit.
I'll go work at McDonald's before I fucking fight.
Telling people, oh, we'll give you,
crazy.
You know, it's a job.
Yeah,
we'll give you insurance. We'll give
guy,
you. And that's if you make it out to go to school.
No, I'm not fucking doing that shit.
And now they want to make it to where you have to pay to go to school. Even though you're supposed to get those for serving. Citizens.
We could use a guy like you.
Immigrants that served in the military for citizenship aren't getting it now because of Trump. They're getting fucking deported. So what's the point of supporting a military that doesn't give a fuck anyway?
Exactly. It's going to leave you fucking homeless and shit. Any fucking way.
Yep. Go over there, commit atrocities,
and I think
and murder
the
people
worst,
who are poorer than you.
That's the worst thing as an American, a fucking veteran that fought in the war, lose your fucking arm or something, and then you're fucking homeless.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. A lot of them in Colorado.
Oh, my God. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life.
All right. I got this story for today. This is the fucking tea of today. This fucking ginger piece of shit. All right. This Arizona official is a Republican official. He's charged with human smuggling and sale of a child over illegal adoption scheme. This came out in October. He literally been selling babies for up to $40,000 or 31 euros each. Paul Peterson, a property tax assessor in Maricopa County, Arizona, allegedly ran a human smuggling scheme which brought dozens of pregnant women from the Marshall Islands and the Pacific Ocean to the U.S. The expectant mothers were crammed into homes owned or rented by Peterson, often with little or no prenatal care. This is fucked up. They were then paid to give up their newborn babies for adoption to families in Utah, Arkansas, and Arizona. The case involved at least 75 adoptions over 3 years. You fucking piece of shit. I hope you fucking die. Mr. Peterson, a Republican, allegedly failed to disclose the details of his illegal scheme to the new parents who were charged between $25,000 to $40,000 for adoption. He was arrested on October 8th, but refused to resign from his $77,000-a-year job, despite being charged of all three states with criminal offenses, including human smuggling, sale of a child, fraud, forgery, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Party of Family Values, right? Such Christians. On Monday, he was suspended without pay for 120 days by the Maricopa County Board. What? Suspended? Why wasn't he fucking arrested?
Fucking America, please.
Yeah, citing his neglect of duty. Mr. Peterson's connection with the Marshall Islands is said to date back when he completed a mission there for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Latter-day fucking saints.
Suck my latter-day ass. He later worked on the islands on behalf of the International Adoption Agency before going to law school and becoming an adoption attorney. The investigation began after concerned hospital workers called Utah's human trafficking tip line. Sean Reyes said the commercialization of children is illegal and the commoditization of children is simply evil. While Mr. Peterson is entitled to presumption of innocence, our investigation uncovered the evidence that he has committed horrible crimes. His illegal adoption scheme exploited highly vulnerable groups in two countries, the birth mothers and families in the Marshall Islands and the adoptive parents here in Utah. It is heartbreaking that these families, both from countries, were so cruelly manipulated. The Utah Attorney General's office said in a statement that they did not intend to reverse the adoptions that had already taken place. Adoptions between the Marshall Islands and the U.S. are prohibited by interstate compact due to a long history of adoption-related exploitation. Yeah. So that's the fucking tea. Do not trust Republicans. Do not trust. Yeah. And we're going to come to a close with something from Liberty Riders Africa. Soon as it fucking shows up. No. Don't you guys hate when you click on a story or something and then that stupid thing pops up trying to say you won?
Yeah.
What the fuck even is that? You're not Facebook. Hannibal, the greatest black military general who conquered Europe. After lots of digging and research, it has been proven that the renowned Hannibal was African and black, whose full name is Chinua Bichola Barca, was an intelligent warrior of Carthaginian origin whose military prowess and antics is still being taught in Western schools to this day. The Carthaginian civilization in present-day Tunisia was founded in 3422 African era 814 by primordial blacks of the Middle East, Phoenicians, who were then governed by Queen Dalilah. Carthage had a rather powerful economy through which they conquered the Maghreb, Sicily, Libya, southern Spain, Corsica, Sardinia, and the Balearic Islands. At the time, Carthage-Roman relations were relatively peaceful until 246, when a conflict commenced. The conflict between Carthage and Rome began when Italian mercenaries seized Messana port in Sicily. They imposed their authority with the help of Carthaginian military and refused the African authority by requesting aid from Rome to totally get Carthage of Messana. Rome, in response, not wanting to see the Carthaginian domination near its terrain, decided to take not just Messana, but the whole of Sicily. It was this conflict that degenerated into the First Punic War, which lasted 23 years, causing hundreds of thousands to die and rendering Carthage militarily and economically handicapped. Carthage lost Corsica, Sicily, and Sardinia, and paid reparation to Rome. Very interesting. The Barca family were descendants of Queen Dido Lasar that were known for their military prowess, and in the name of Barca is the origin of the name of the present-day city Barcelona. Hannibal's father, General Hamilcar Barca, in his bid to restore some dignity, fought and won back the northeast of Spain and made his son Hannibal swear in the course of a ritual to one day defeat Rome and exterminate the European Empire. Pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. All right. So I was going to end this note on something gross. But everyone should know. Are you ready to hear?
Sure.
All right. Bugs, rodent, hair, and poop. How much is legally allowed in the food you eat every day?
Wow. You had to take it there, didn't you?
Cool, dude. America.
She's telling us poop lasts forever. Like,
it does. Look it up. Brace yourselves, America. Many of your favorite foods may contain bits and pieces of creatures that you probably didn't know were there, and it's totally legal. How about some rodent dung in your coffee, maggots in your pizza sauce, mold in the jelly on your toast? Oh, so sorry, chocolate lovers. That dark, delicious bar you devoured might contain 30 or more insect parts and a sprinkling of rodent hair called food defects. These dismembered creatures and their excrement are the unfortunate byproduct of growing and harvesting food. It is economically impractical to grow, harvest, and process raw products that are totally free of non-hazardous, naturally occurring, unavoidable defects, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said. So while there is no way to get rid of all the creatures that might hitch a ride along the food processing chain, the FDA has established standards to keep food defects to a minimum. Meaning they allowed a little bit in there. Let's go through a typical diet to see what else you're not aware that you're eating.
You're such an asshole.
Breakfast. The coffee beans you grind for breakfast are allowed by the FDA to have an average of 10 milligrams or more animal poop per pound. As much as 4% to 6% of beans by count are also allowed to be insect infested or moldy.
Wait. Flag on the plate. So you mean to say they allow up to this amount of shit in your fucking coffee beans?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, keep going.
As you sprinkle black pepper on your morning eggs, try not to think about the fact you may be eating more than 40 insect fragments with every teaspoon, along with a smidgen of rodent hair. Did you have fruit for breakfast? Common fruit flies can catch a ride anywhere from field to harvest to grocery store, getting trapped by processors or freezing in refrigerated delivery trucks and ending up in your home. Lunch. Let's say you packed peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for everyone's lunch. Good choice. Peanut butter is one of the most controlled foods on the FDA list. An average of one or more rodent hairs and 30 or so insect fragments are allowed for every 100 grams, which is a 3.5 ounce. The typical serving size for peanut butter is 2 tablespoons, unless you slather. That means each 2 tablespoons of peanut butter sandwich would only have about 8 insect fragments and a tiny bit of rodent filth. Filth is what the FDA calls these insects and rodent food defects. Unfortunately, Jill and GM are not as controlled. Apple butter contained an average of 4 or more rodent hairs for every 3.5 ounces, 100 grams, and about 5 whole insects. Oh, that isn't counting the unknown numbers of mice and aphids and thrips.
Hey, you might as well eat some truffle butter.
Right? Apple butter can also contain up to 12% mold, which is better than cherry jam, which can contain 30% moldy, or blackcurrant jam, which can be 75% moldy. Snacks. Did you pack some of the kid-sized boxes of raisins for your child mid-afternoon snack? Golden raisins are allowed to contain 35 fruit fly eggs as well as 10 more whole insects, or their equivalent heads and legs for every 8 ounces.
Just ruining snacks for everybody. God damn it.
Kid-sized containers of raisins are 1 ounce each. That's more than 4 eggs and a whole insect in each box.
Oh my God, you're ruining raisins for all the children, man. Shit, I grew up on that shit. The little green boxes.
After work drink?
Oh my God.
Any Bloody Mary fans? The tomato juice in that 14 ounces Bloody Mary could contain 2 to 4 maggots and 20 or more fruit fly eggs. And if you're having a fruity cocktail, just be aware that canned citrus juices that many bars use can legally have 5 or more fruit fly eggs or other fly eggs per cup, 250 milliliters. Or that cup of juice could contain 1 or more maggots. Apricot, peach, and pear nectars are allowed to contain up to 12% moldy fruit.
Wow.
Dinner. Oh, gosh. The possibilities are endless.
Oh, God damn it.
Did you know there can be 450 insect parts and 9 rodent hairs in every 16-ounce box of spaghetti? Canned tomatoes.
Isn't that what they have for dinner?
I did. That's what I had. Canned tomatoes, tomato paste, and sauces like pizza sauce are a bit less contaminated than the tomato juice in your cocktail. The FDA only allows 2 maggots in a 16-ounce can. So they pick all the rest of them out and leave 2.
Wow.
Adding mushrooms to your spaghetti sauce or pizza for every 4 ounces, there can be an average of 20 or more maggots of any size.
Oh, God damn it, Rodney.
The canned sweet corn we love is allowed to have 2 or more larvae of the corn earworm, along with the larvae fragments and the skins the worms discard as they grow. For 1/4 cup of cornmeal, the FDA allows an average of 1 or more whole insects, 2 or more rodent hairs, and 50 or more insect fragments, or 1 or more fragments of rodent dung. Asparagus can contain 40 or more scary-looking but thrips for every 1/4 pound. If those aren't around, FDA inspectors look for beetle eggs, entire insects, and heads and body parts.
Wow.
Frozen or canned spinach is allowed to have an average of 50 aphids, thrips, and mites. If those are missing, the FDA allows larvae of spinach worms or 8 whole leaf minor bugs. But what if there aren't any at all? If there's no bugs or maggots or anything, do they just add them in there so they meet the quota? Like,
are you fucking
serious?
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. That's crazy.
I mean, think about it. Don't forget spices.
Oh my God. She's still going. That's the thing. She don't stop at, you know, dinner. She's going to fucking spices now. Like, what the fuck,
dismembered insects can be found in many of our favorite spices as well. Crushed oregano, for example, can contain 300 or more insect bits and about 2 rodent hairs for every 10 grams. To put that in context, a family-sized bottle of oregano is about 18 ounces or 510 grams. Paprika can have up to 20% mold, about 75 insect parts, and 11 rodent hairs for every 25 grams, just under 1 ounce. A typical spice jar holds 2 to 3 ounces. Becca should probably never listen to this episode.
Oh my God.
Food safety process. By now you must be asking, just how do they count those tiny insect heads and pieces of rodent dung? Good question. Food manufacturers have quality assurance employees who are constantly taking samples of their packaged finished product to be sure they're not putting anything out that is against the rules, meaning they can only have so much maggots and rat poop and rat hairs and can't have too many. So they'll take the excess out and then leave the so many there. They're not going to take all of it out.
Wow.
Take that. That'll take up time and money. It's too costly. So, food safety specialist Ben Chapman, a professor in agricultural and human sciences at North Carolina State University, says, sometimes they do it by hand. They take 10 bags out a week-long production and try to shake out what might be in there, he said. Do we have particularly high insect parts, or was it a particularly buggy time of year when the food was harvested? And they make sure they are below these FDA thresholds. What happens if it was a very buggy week and lots of insects decided to sacrifice themselves? Can they get all those eggs, legs, and larvae out? They really can't, Chapman said, but they can take the food and send it to a process called rework. Say I've got a whole bunch of buggy fresh cranberries that I can't put in a bag and sell. I might send those to a cranberry canning operation where they can boil them and then skim those insect parts off the top and put them into the can. That's gross. Will I ever eat any of these foods again? Look, this is all very, very, very low risk situation. I look at it as a yuck factor versus a risk factor. Insect parts are gross, but they don't lead to foodborne illnesses. Much more dangerous, Chapman points out, is the potential for stone, metal, plastic, or glass parts to come along with harvested food as it enters the processing system. All foods are subjected to x-rays and metal detectors, because when those slip through, people can actually be hurt. Also, much more dangerous are foodborne illnesses, such as Salmonella, Listeria, and E. coli, which can severely sicken and even kill. Cross-contamination from raw food and undercooking food, hand-washing and spreading germs from raw food, those are the things that contribute to the more than 48 million cases of foodborne illnesses we have every year in the U.S. So there you have it. Your tea of the day.
Disgusting tea of the day.
It was disgusting, wasn't it? I'm probably going to go on later and put some music up. Play something live.
We should make a little beat here in a second.
Do you have something?
I don't have. My shit's on the computer. So we should make one.
It's too hard to do that.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
But you just not into. You think I'm whatever. That's the tea for me. I'm done.
Are you going to go pee now?
He broke
the seal.
What again?
You broke the seal. I don't see how it would be that easy. I just don't see. Well, let's see.
Thank you.
I know, they did a good job. That'll be all since we ran out of time. All right, so that's the tea.
That's the tea, guys.
And we'll be back tomorrow for Fuck Trump Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. We're going to put my beat on there.
We have to put it through the studio and get it fixed up and layer it. So work on that tomorrow. I got to work on the banner, too. Payday's tomorrow. I have a ton of shit to do tomorrow. It's a lot of shit to do tomorrow. But we'll be back up and running back to normal. And, stay tuned. We got more shit. Bye. We need our numbers to go up this